USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judges have approved a request for a special grand jury. Georgia Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, in a letter to Superior Court Chief Judge Christopher Brasher, claims she has received information indicating a reasonable probability that the state of Georgia's administration of elections in 2020 was subject to possible criminal disruptions. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has placed about 8,500 troops on heightened preparedness to deploy to Eastern Europe in case NATO activates its rapid response force over a possible Russian invasion of the Ukraine. No decision has been made to deploy U.S. forces, but the heightened alert will allow the military to rapidly shore up NATO's eastern flank in the event that Russia invades Ukraine. Spokesperson John Kirby at the Pentagon Lectern.
The Department of Defense maintains significant combat-capable forces forward in Europe to deter aggression and enhance the alliance. His ability to defend allies and defeat aggression if necessary.
USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Senators want to know more of the details surrounding Russia's aggression toward their neighbor, Ukraine.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a briefing for members as tensions escalate between Russia and Ukraine. The Hill reporting Schumer asking for an all-Senate briefing with the administration for next week, once this week's recess is over. It comes after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi requested a briefing for her chamber earlier on Monday. It all comes as the administration is ramping up pressure on Moscow and preparing for Russia to possibly invade Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Almost a month after launch, the James Webb Space Telescope has reached its final destination. Since lifting off from French Guiana on Christmas Day, the telescope has deployed a tennis court-sized sunshield and unfolded a massive gold mirror that will help it study the universe in new ways and peer inside the atmosphere of exoplanets. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
President Biden met with his cabinet Monday to discuss inflation. Biden says a lack of competition over the decades is why Americans are paying an extra $5,000 a year more than they did under the previous administration.
Back in July, I signed, as you all know, an executive order to promote competition and build an economy that works for everybody, not just a few. And competition results in lower prices for families. Competition results in fair wages for workers. And as you all know, competition encourages companies to innovate. But what we've seen over the last few decades is less competition and more concentration that literally holds the economy back. And in too many industries, a handful of giant companies dominate the entire market. And we see it in big ag. I need not tell the Secretary of Agriculture that. He's forgotten more about this than I know. And big tech and big pharma. The list goes on. Rather than competing for customers, they're consuming the competitors. And rather than doing what they should be doing, they're doing the opposite, having a negative impact. All told, between generating higher prices and lower wages, lack of competition costs the median American family household, according to a study done at NYU, $5,000 a year.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.